What's going on, everybody? This is a New York Giants edition of the Postgame Report podcast. It's not going to be very long. The Giants won 10-7 against the New England Patriots. The quarterback situation for the Patriots is abysmal. And the New York Giants, they did just enough. Now, in my last podcast, previewing the game between the Giants and the Patriots, I said that special teams would be the difference and that I gave the edge to the Patriots. And that is why I thought the Patriots were going to win. And it was because of their special teams. Now, the special teams for the New England Patriots is what lost them the game. Now, to clarify things, the kicker, he missed a game-tying field goal. So that's not to say necessarily that the Patriots, had they gone into overtime against the Giants, that they would have won anyway. But the game would have possibly went into overtime, and the way both teams were playing, you just didn't know what to expect. So the Giants beat the Patriots 10-7 in a very, very bad football game. But it was good to see that the defense for the New York Giants was flying all over the place, getting sacks, causing turnovers. There were some interceptions by Tay Banks, Xavier McKinney, Bobby Okereke, and Thibodeau was getting some sacks. So was Ward. And overall, against a bad offense, the Giants' defense looked really freaking aggressive. They have a bye week, and then I believe they play the Green Bay Packers next. Now, the Green Bay Packers, they have a young quarterback. Love is still learning, and he had the privilege of learning behind Aaron Rodgers. It seems like he was listening when he should have been. Listening to Aaron Rodgers, studying him. The Packers have a winning record. I believe they have a winning record. I could be wrong about that. But they have a better record than the New York Giants. Let's just put it that way. So the Packers have a really good front seven. And there's no gimme, right? This game is not a gimme or an easy game, a la against the Patriots. The Packers, they have some dangerous weapons on defense. Their offense, they have enough firepower that they can move the ball and score some points. So the Giants defense, they're going to need to be lights out once again. And even though the Patriots were getting sacks against the New York Giants, that was mostly due to Tommy DeVito holding on to the ball too long. If he can manage to release the ball a little quicker, and most importantly, if the Giants can establish the run a lot earlier in the game, that need for DeVito to possibly win the game, it becomes a non-factor. But once again, as long as Tommy DeVito is the quarterback for the New York Giants, well, the starting quarterback, opposing defenses will force him, DeVito, to be the reason why the New York Giants on offense score points. Tommy DeVito against the Patriots, he let loose. And he was completing some passes down the field to Jalen Hyatt, who had his first 100-yard game as a receiver. He caught some really tough sideline catches. Not only were they sideline catches, but they were deep balls. Now, calm down. Some of you might find that pretty kinky. So, relax. But anyway, yeah, it was promising. It was nice to see DeVito and Hyatt connecting on these long passes. Defenses are going to have to respect Hyatt's speed. Eventually, it's going to happen. They're going to have to, no matter what, if they're stopping the run successfully or not, they're going to have a safety peek at Jalen Hyatt and just to make sure that he's not beating his coverage deep. So he's a legitimate weapon. He's showcasing that he has good hands, that he can make difficult sideline catches. He can keep his feet in bounds while being all discombobulated in the midsection. Well, what I mean by that, he's trying to catch the ball with his hands. He's not a body catcher. So his upper body's facing one way. His lower body's trying to stay in bounds with his toes pointed to the field while he's sliding out of bounds. And then at the same time, you got to keep possession of the ball while you're being hit out of bounds. That's a lot to say, but imagine actually doing it at speeds that I'll never see as a runner. So kudos to Jalen Hyatt and kudos to Tommy DeVito for finding him, for completing some long passes. So they don't have an opponent this weekend. They have a bye week. Hopefully, Andrew Thomas can get a little healthier. He's playing on one knee, basically. But he's a warrior. He wants to be there for his team. And so he's going to play as long as he can. Evan Neal, maybe he comes back fully healed. And if that happens, we have Andrew Thomas, Justin Pugh, JMS at center, Bredesen at guard, right guard, and then you have Evan Neal at right tackle. So you might have the starting lineup, right? Pugh was not here in the beginning of the season, but he has worked his way into being one of the more reliable linemen that the New York Giants have, which is a plus. Who knows? Maybe even Darren Waller comes back, and you might have the whole offense minus Daniel Jones. And hopefully Dexter Lawrence comes back. He was nursing a hamstring. He didn't play against the Patriots. He was sorely missed. And so this bye week is going to benefit him, and hopefully he's back at full strength against the Packers. They're going to need him. They have a nice combination of running backs. They have speed and they have power, so they're going to need him. Now, the reason why I'm not mentioning more players for the Packers on offense and defense, for that matter, is because that for some of you guys that don't know, I have a brain injury and I forget a lot of shit. I forget names. I give false information. I found myself editing audio and saying the wrong name, saying the wrong field, saying that the Giants were at home when they weren't. That is the side effect, permanent side effect at that, of my TBI, my traumatic brain injury. I forget stuff. I can't respond quickly. I can think of something, and then a second later, I totally forgot what I was thinking, and I'm stuttering and trying to find the right words. So sometimes I got to pause the audio and then edit that pause out later. Got to try to make it sound as if I'm in a flow. So I should have said this in the beginning, but yeah, there are a lot of times I will give misinformation, and I'm very experienced at podcasting, and that's something that I never enjoyed doing, which was providing false information. I always corrected myself. Unfortunately, it takes me a few days before I remember who the hell I was trying to talk about in a podcast, what player I was trying to talk about. So I figured I'd throw that in there just in case some of you don't know. So, yeah. This week, there will be no predictions. Maybe I'll give a prediction. I predict that everybody comes back healthy, and offensive and defensive players, the offense and defense, they are as complete as the original starters, because Daniel Jones is not on offense. So minus Daniel Jones, everybody could be back on offense. And you get Dexter Lawrence, and hopefully Azeez Ojulari has another week under his belt to recover and to come back in playing shape. The Giants could look like a very different team than we've been seeing the first freaking 8 weeks. Now, before I leave, a lot of people are still talking about the draft position. They don't want the Giants to win. I even heard one moron in a space telling people to go F themselves if they enjoyed this win. He even mocked people saying, oh, I got to see the Giants win in Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving. That is very moronic, right? For somebody to say that. The guy was like really stressed out. He's screaming in his space. And the funny thing was, he was screaming into a space talking about this, you know, imaginary fan base that he was complaining about. Because I have yet to see somebody defend Daniel Jones. I have yet to see people say, yes, I wanted them to win. Well, I've seen Giants fans say that, because if you're a fan of a team, you want to see them play hard. And if they play hard and to the best of their abilities, if that equates to a win, then that is what we want as a fan. But this guy, he is, number one, telling people to go F themselves if they enjoyed the fact that the New York Giants won a game. He wants the Giants to lose every game so they can get a better draft position and draft a quarterback, because the quarterback is solely the issue for this New York Giants team. Despite the fact that we've had three different quarterbacks play for the New York Giants this season, and the same thing happened, the same results occurred, and as I'm talking about quarterbacks getting beat up because they're getting sacked way too much, the running game not being consistent, and wide receivers not getting open. So it can't just be Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones is not playing right now. And when Tyrod Taylor was playing, the Giants weren't lighting it up in the scoreboard. And now we have DeVito, who has the most passing touchdowns for the New York Giants this season, which is crazy to think. And he's been pretty good with the turnovers. Considering the amount of times he's been hit, he's been pretty good with securing the ball when getting sacked or tackled while he's scrambling. So we, as Giants fans, we see this kid DeVito. People are having fun with the fact that he's doing, you know, he's doing the whole, you know, shaking of the hand, you know, the Italian symbol or whatever it is. And people are just having fun with the fact that this kid came out of nowhere and now a Jersey kid is starting for the New York Giants, winning games, and he has the fan base supporting him. But people are mad at that. This season was a freaking joke. And suddenly there's something to cheer about. But people like this moron, I forgot his name, Mike something, he's still pissed off and telling people to go F themselves if they enjoyed the fact that the New York Giants won a game. And the thing was, he was saying this to a bunch of people in the space that felt like he does, that feel the same way. So I'm like, who was he really telling this to? Because I just happened to hear it because somebody retweeted it. They recorded it, they retweeted it, and people were like, yeah, it's about time somebody speaks up. I'm like, really? This fucking guy is preaching to the same people that feel just like him. His emotional breakdown, his insulting his fellow Giants fans, ain't going nowhere. It's going to the same people that he's been bitching to since the season started. He doesn't like Daniel Jones, and that's okay. That's totally fine. There are things about Daniel Jones I don't like either. But Daniel Jones is not the starting quarterback right now. And the Giants still have trouble scoring points. But there's some competence in the offense. And the defense, they've had some bad games. But they have also had some really good games on defense, causing turnovers, playing aggressive, tackling better. A lot of times in the NFL, talent eventually beats proper technique. Because if a talented player is doing any semblance of proper technique, they will beat someone without talent doing proper technique. So it's just a matter of the Giants having bad luck with injuries. The Giants could have won two games that they've lost. They would have had a better record. They are 4-8, I believe. It could have been 6, and they could have had a 500 record right now. 6-6. And right now, we would have been talking playoffs. The Giants are nowhere near a playoff team, so I'm not going to go there. There are some... You know, there's some websites, they need something to write. They're posting stuff about, hey, the Giants could possibly sneak into the playoffs. We need to stop that immediately. The Giants are not a playoff team. But the Giants are showing that the coaching is working. The offensive scheme and the defensive scheme, the players believe in it. And they believe in each other and they're playing hard. And that's what you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. As someone who pays for those expensive-ass tickets to go see them play, you don't want to see your team losing on purpose. Go screw yourself. What sense does that make if you pay big bucks to go see a New York Giants game at home, and then you go there and you expect them to lose, and you get pissed off if they win? You know what? Give that fucking ticket away. And go root for another team. Or better yet, stop watching football because you're a miserable fucking moron. So yeah. Once again, I'm talking about these fucking weird-ass New York Giants fans. It's the same with video games. You get some really crazy takes. These people that talk the loudest, they get the most attention for some reason. And you're constantly seeing them on your feed. And it's like, come on, I don't need to see this crap. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not going to do an episode next week. Giants are going to have a bye week, so I'll have a bye week as well. But I should be back after the game against the Packers. So as a matter of fact, since I'm not going to do an episode next week, I'll predict whether or not the Giants are going to win or lose against the Packers. I believe the New York Giants will lose against the Packers because the Packers just have they have more talent. So anything could happen. Never know. The Packers could play this Sunday and lose some key defensive players or some offensive players. So you never know. But until then, that's what I'm going to say. So anyway, you guys take care. I'll talk to you later.